Blog Talk Radio.
Touchdowns on your runway. I'm sick forever like Bobby and I'm Rambo in the O. I'm building a race like John Jack. I'm Camo in the O. He stop, can't clock me nowadays. You wish I was your pound cake. Boy, you know I look good at four. Wish I was your baby mom. Want me to come around and give you good karma, but no. We escalate up in this bitch like elevators. Of course, sometimes shit go down when it's $1 billion on the elevator. Of course, sometimes shit go down when it's $1 billion on the elevator. Goddamn, goddamn, goddamn! Mama taught me good home training. My daddy taught me how to love my haters. My sister told me I should speak my mind. My man made me feel so goddamn fine.
You wake up, solid. Post up, solid. Run around in it, solid. Lost and on that. This diamond, solid. My diamond, solid. This rock, solid. My rock, solid. I woke up like this. I woke up like this. We flawless. Ladies, tell them I woke up like this. I woke up like this. We flawless. Ladies, tell them say I look so good tonight.
Judy J in the motherfucking building, and it is what it is.
But look, callers, we love you. Fans love you, you know. But we trying to let Judy call in, you know. She's having a hard time calling in. Switchboard is motherfucking blow right now. So hold on, calls until she's able to get on the line, all right?
First things first, I'm the realest. Drop this and let the whole world feel it.
Let them feel it.
And I'm still in the murder business. I can hold you down like I'm giving lessons in physics.
Right, right.
You should want a bad bitch like this.
Huh?
Drop it low and pick it up just like this.
Yeah.
Cup of Ace, cup of Goose, cup of Chris. I heal something worth a half a ticket on my wrist.
On my wrist.
Taking all the liquor straight. Never chase that.
Never.
Stop like we bring an 88 back.
What?
Bring the hook scene where the bass at. Champagne feeling, you should taste that.
Check this out. Everybody cease call until Judy J is actually on the line. My girl can't get through. We appreciate the love and support of all the callers. We'll let her get on the line. And we're going to hook you up with her. You can talk to her, chop it up before the show. All right.
First things first, I'm the realest. Drop this and let the whole world feel it.
Let them feel it.
And I'm still in the murder business. I can hold you down like I'm giving lessons in physics.
Right, right.
You should want a bad bitch like this.
Huh?
Drop it low and pick it up just like this.
Yeah.
Cup of Ace, cup of Goose, cup of Chris. I heal something worth a half a ticket on my wrist.
On my wrist.
Taking all the liquor straight. Never chase that.
Never.
Stop like we bring an 88 back.
What?
Bring the hook scene where the bass at. Champagne feeling, you should taste that.
I'm up in here with some change to throw.
Bet you wishing you could clutch that. That's just the way you like it, huh? He's so good, he just wishing he could bite it, huh? Never turn down nothing. Playing me, so go trigger on a gun like it.
What the fuck it is. is at Lady Flame 11. You just tuned in to the hottest motherfucking radio station on the planet right now. Switchboard blowing the fuck up. We got Judy J in the motherfucking building. She finally got a chance to get online, man. Y'all been blowing this motherfucking switchboard up. So without further ado, I'm about to go ahead and cue her in. Now that I got a chance. This Judy right here.
Hey, girl.
Hey, what's good? What's good, Mom?
What's up, Lady Flame? How you doing?
I'm good, man. This switchboard is, like, through the motherfucking roof right now. You feel
no,
me?
No, I'm so...
You got a lot of fans.
No. I'm so thankful. Like, I love Team Judy, and I love everybody that's on the line listening right now. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I hope y'all are excited for a new episode tonight. What?
Hey, it's going down, BGC 13 and this bitch representing. Now,
yes,
Judy, before we get to these callers, I want to have a chance to find out what's been going on with Judy J, because I've been online and you got your website, shot glasses, all type of shit that I didn't even know about.
Yes. Okay, so, you know, this is actually my fourth show. So, on the first show, my agent was pretty much like, you know, you have, like, a lot of catchphrases, like, the I got the voodoo, like, I'm a celebrity, duh, like, girl, boom, like, all that stuff. And she was like,
exactly.
You know. Exactly. Yeah, she was like, you know, reality TV. Now, this was back on my first show when I didn't know I would get three other shows. So she was like, the time
okay.
to capitalize is now. But,
exactly.
you know, back then, like, I was 21, 22. Honestly, I didn't care about that type of stuff. Like, I was just busy traveling, turning up, like literally three different cities every week. So I wasn't really focused on that. It wasn't until I turned maybe 23, going on 24 last year, when I really was like, you know what? I have a great opportunity, and I want to take this seriously. You know? And
exactly.
Honestly, shout out to Drea from Basketball Wives, because honestly, she actually motivated me a lot because, you know, she has her mint swim and, you know, all this stuff. And I was like, you know what? I have a huge following. I have a huge fan base. I can do it too, you know. So I had to
exactly.
really, really not necessarily slow down on partying because I love to party, but kind of like just taking it way more seriously. Like, yo, if I want to make a brand for myself to really want it and be passionate
exactly.
about it and really, you know, love it, love what I do. And the first thing I started doing was t-shirts or whatever. But then I got, like, a really good brand logo. It's customized. It's trademarked. It's copywritten. Literally, if anybody uses my Vixen logo, I can sue them. And from t-shirts.
That's what's up.
Yes. Yes, from t-shirts it went to candles. From candles it went to shot glasses. From shot glasses it went to me contacting the lady who made my voodoo doll from season 7. Now she makes tons of voodoo dolls for everybody because everybody had been asking about them for years since season 7. So,
that's
like, last year, my brand has grown, like, a lot. And I'm just so, like, thankful and proud of it. And I just hope that my fans will get to see the business side of me as well as still the crazy fun side because I still party every weekend. I'm only 25, you know?
Turn up.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Like, what? I'm 25. Like, why do I have to stop
exactly.
drinking? Like, don't stop drinking.
Hell no. I just turned up my damn self. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Real talk.
Turn up.
Yes. Shout out to Drea, Basketball Wives. Her Twitter
yes.
feed is also crazy. Y'all need to check
yes.
that out. But, yeah, go to the website. Let the fans know the website information and everything so they can look you up.
Yes, y'all, definitely visit SoJudyJ.com, SoJudyJ.com. I have tons of stuff, like for girls and boys. New beanies just got added to my website yesterday. So, and it's cheap, too. It's affordable. Like, I want my fans to be able to, you know, enjoy Judy and not just on TV, you know?
Exactly.
Last week, I was actually drinking out of a shot glass, and the shot glass I was drinking out of actually is my own Vixen shot glass that's on my website. So they, you know, I'm thankful for Oxygen and Gunna Murray because on this show they're actually, you know, showcasing my brand. You know what I'm saying? Like
exactly.
on this episode, I can't really go into it too much, but on this episode, you know. I wanted to have a little fun. You know, I'm known for being a little mischievous. I'm an only child.
Yes.
You know, have to make fun of myself. You know? So I kind of do something with somebody's eyelashes tonight, and me and another castmate tonight get into a heated argument, kind of upset because the girl who starts arguing with me, she had nothing to do with the eyelashes at all.
Yeah.
And ironically, she ends up branding my eyelash line. Like, I actually have an eyelash line that's also sold on SoGDJ.com. So she kind of ended up giving me free promo, you know?
Exactly,
like, even though, like,
exactly.
Yeah, but it hurt my feelings and stuff, and it sucked. But at the end of the day, like, hey, thanks for the free promo for my eyelashes.
Thank you. It is what
it
is. Shout out. I already know who you're talking about, but I don't want to be a spoiler because I didn't see any trailers and shit. You feel me? So,
you know
the
like,
first
she was
episode.
Like, I be branding my eyelashes, and without even knowing, she was branding my eyelashes. Like, it was crazy.
Exactly. So, what are we going to do?
I do want to say I want y'all to tune in, y'all, tonight, because y'all know what type of person I am, and I just want y'all to see this episode. I didn't just, you know, take somebody's stuff and, you know, didn't, you know, do anything about it, be a good person about it. So just tune in because this episode is filled with drama, even besides me. So it's crazy.
That's what's up.
Yes.
Now, I know you like the all-star bad girl. You know, you've been on hella seasons. You know what I'm saying? So what's your feelings on actually going into the house and seeing yourself afterwards and everything? How do you feel about that?
You know, okay, when I watched season 7 back, y'all have to remember I was 21. So I'm like, you know, I thought everything was just a big joke. It was so funny. You know, like, it was my first time on TV. On Love Games, my spinoff that I won, I actually calmed down on Love Games because I was actually really, you know, I was actually really in love with the guy that I won with. I calmed down, like, a lot. I wasn't as hype on Love Games as I was on season 7. Now, on All-Star Battle, I came in that house going through a breakup with the guy. So I was wild. I went back into my, man, I just want to turn up and party like I was single again. So, you know, I turned up. Watching those shows back, I really didn't have any feelings, you know, about it. I'm just like, hey, look at me. Yeah. I'm turning up. Or like, oh, look at me.
Exactly.
You know,
you were like 21, you know. That's
right,
what you're
exactly.
supposed to do.
21, 22. Now, this show, well, I can say this, like, living in this house was completely different from any other house I lived in. They told us that this season would be about change and stuff like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm remembering, like, season 7. I'm like, oh, hell yeah, another bad girl season. Like, I can't wait. Because at the end of the day, aside from, like, the bullying and the drama on season 7, I had a great time. You know, like, I had so much fun every night. No matter how many fights I got in, that next
and you
night
kept
I was
it real.
Twerking.
You made
right.
yourself
you know,
throughout the
up.
Same season. Exactly.
Right. And, but on this show, like, I was in for a rude awakening. Like, I knew there would be a life coach. But y'all all know I love to drink. I love to party and stuff. Imagine somebody taking away what you love. Like,
exactly.
For instance, my liquor will get taken away from me. I don't, you know, I saw a lot of comments like, Judy's still getting drunk and Judy's still, like, that hypes up the show.
So, her up.
yes, but, you know, it builds up the drama, like, it builds up the suspense. But I want y'all to know, like, it might be on this episode or the next one, my beloved cup of vodka is going to get taken from me and I won't be able to have no hard alcohol for the rest of the season.
Wow. Now that's some soldier shit.
Yeah, they got me. They got my ass. Like,
wow.
Only beer and only wine, 2 drinks every 4 hours. And you know my power. So I was sober. Yeah, like during this episode, like, and or like after this one, I'm sober for the rest of the season. So
get the fuck out of here. Wow.
Yes, and you know what's funny, though? You know what's funny? Like, everybody always thinks funny and crazy and stuff. They're going to now see that it's 100% Judy because I'm sober and that's just my personality.
Exactly. And we appreciate that. Like, you're one of the realest bad girls that I've, you know, interviewed and came in contact with and actually seen, you know, as a couple on the show right now that I feel like, you know, personally, damn, like, y'all just coming at me. You know, this the first motherfucking night. You know what I'm saying?
But, you know, I know, but you know what hurt me the most, though? And, you know, remember, it's a TV show. They only can show y'all 45 minutes out of a week of filming. So it's so chopped up and so edited, and they try to show as much as they can. But they showed a lot more on the Return into the Mansion special that's actually on now. I don't know if people really paid attention, but in one of the scenes, Julie was, like, laughing and making fun of, like, wigs and stuff, and she was like, make it look like I've been bullied, like, with toilet paper and stuff like that. And Rocky, somebody... We're cool now, but Rocky, somebody who was, like, an advocate for, like, anti-bullying.
For bullying, exactly.
Laughed when Julie was making fun of the wigs and talking about, make it look like I've been bullied. Rocky laughed and was like, yeah, like Judy. Like, I don't think, like, you know, they have to show everything as quickly as they can, but they did show that in the Returning to the Mansion, which let people know, hey, there was a lot more going on than what is seen on the episodes. You know what I'm saying? But they were good enough to let people know, like, hey, this is a little inside sneak peek of what was really going on. So when people are looking at this episode and, you know, it seems like, you know, I just was snapping at my friends or, you know, they were snapping at me and stuff. What hurted my feelings the most is these girls know exactly who I am and exactly how I act. We did all start acting together. Me and Julie and Danny drank throughout the whole season on All-Star Battle. Me and Julie chain smoked together the whole season. We hang out outside of the house, in the house, on camera, off of camera. These girls know exactly how I am, and what hurted me was how fresh they were acting once the cameras were rolling. You know what I'm saying?
That's how it is. This is a no-flex zone right here. No flex. You feel me? That's why we love you.
Because
the fans love you.
Yeah, because in real life, girl, they do not talk to me like that. I mean, I be drunk. I be talking to Danny's dog all night. Me and Julie, before we moved into the house, like before, production put us in the same hotel because we were like best friends. Me and Julie ran up a bill for $480 off of just liquor. Girl, when I we were drunk together, just tore up, like chain smoking and stuff. And then the next day, we get in the house around other people, and, like, people's personalities shifted. Now, I'm not going to lie.
It's a problem.
I had a little bit of an anxiety attack in the house, but it wasn't that bad, and what made it worse was, like, nobody was trying to help me except for somebody who I least expected, Natalie. Now, this, Natalie's playing you. She's manipulating. No, she's not. That girl made sure I ate. Like, I literally was not eating. I was so paranoid, like, so shocked at how people were acting, like, everything. That girl one day brought home some sushi, like, some Chinese rice or whatever, with Sarah, literally only her and Sarah meals, but they even split their food with me to make sure I ate. This was before we even got that
food. Now, that's love.
I'm talking
about the Natalie Nunn.
Yeah, like, for real.
Yep,
and what people don't get is, like, okay, that's how she was on season 4, like, a manipulator and stuff, but that was, like, 6 years ago. This woman is married now, like, happily married. Me and Natalie have had our own drama. You know this, like, Twitter beef, everything. I never thought me and Natalie would be as cool as we are. We are still friends to this day, and when I tell you that Natalie tried to come in that house a different person and the other girls were not having it, like, they wanted her to be that same Natalie from season 4. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And then it's like they expected me to be the same Judy from season 7. Okay, I was the first episode drinking and stuff. It was a problem, though, right? Watch when I stop drinking. It's still a problem. It's like, damn.
So tonight is premiere. Tonight, DGC Redemption is at 8 o'clock on Oxygen. 8 o'clock, y'all tune in. What we're going to do now is we're going to go ahead and go to these phone lines. So I see people been waiting for like 20, 30 minutes.
Yes,
Julie J. So I'm going to take the caller that's been holding the longest. So I see one for like damn near 30 minutes. We're going to go ahead and cue you in.
Okay.
Hot Mic Radio.
Hello.
Hi.
Is it me?
Hi. Who is this?
Miss Voodoo from New Orleans.
Hi, Miss Voodoo from New Orleans. How are you, Boo?
Good.
Okay, baby.
You got
do
any
you have
questions?
Any
questions?
Oh, okay. Well, I pretty much know everything. Okay. Please tell me you snatched up Remaster Union.
I can't get into those details right now. But no, I did not lose to Rima, and Rima will look like a goofy when that part is.
Like she
I
came
was
on with...
goofy. The goofiest part is she thought she took the room as Voodoo Doll. That was a duplicate from my website. I still have the room as Voodoo Doll. She's sitting right next to me. So, no, Rima, no, she lost.
Thank you for calling Hype Mic Radio. Y'all tune in.
Okay.
All right, let's go to this next caller. Hype Mic Radio, what it do?
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, you're on live with Judy J.
Oh, my gosh. Is
How
it
are
me?
You, baby?
Oh, my gosh. Hi.
Hi,
oh, no,
what's
I'm so
your
nervous.
Name and where are you calling from?
This is Tori, and I'm from Maryland.
Maryland. I love
Maryland.
Maryland
in
Do
the
you
building.
Have... Hey.
Judy, I don't know if you remember me, but I'm Judy Glory on Tori, on Twitter. I mean.
I love you so much. Of course I remember you. I remember
oh
all
my gosh,
my
I love you. Okay, but my question is that how do they do the replacements on the BGC 13?
Well, how can I answer this? It's definitely going to be like an older girl. I don't know if y'all know, but like Oxygen is going through revamping and like rebranding the network. I don't really think there's going to be new girls for new seasons. I don't really know what's going on, but the replacements on this season is going to be, you know, past girls, alumni, Bad Girls Club. But there's only one replacement. So
oh,
that's,
okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Yeah, thank you for calling.
I love you, baby.
Thank you. I love you, Judy.
You got fans, all right? So we got enough time to take one more caller. Let's see who that lucky person going to be. Hi, Mic Radio. What's good?
Hey.
Hey, y'all.
Hi,
with
baby.
Judy
how
J.
are you?
Oh, hey, Julie. Hey, y'all. How y'all
Hi,
doing?
Hi, baby. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
I love
Florida.
I'm in the motherfucking building.
Yes,
what question you got
Detroit.
For Judy J?
Judy, okay, I really want to know. Do you want me to smack Red for you? Because, you know,
no,
Red.
No. No,
me and Randy
no.
told some words yesterday, and boo-boo, I would smack the dog mess out of her for you if you want me to.
No. You know, ironically, you know, Red was kind of bothering me in the house. You know, she didn't have to do some of the extra stuff that she did. But at the end of the day, you know, at the time, tonight you will see on this episode, at the time, Red was right, you know, for being upset and, you know, doing what she's going to do tonight to somebody else. But later on in the season, Natalie changes her mind and it got kind of over-exaggerated, you know. I don't know
well,
how to say it.
Well, that's what's up.
No.
That's what's
yeah.
up. We love everybody. We're running out of time here. I want y'all to be sure to follow me on Facebook, Hype Mic Radio, facebook.com/Hype Mic Radio. Y'all tune in tonight. Miss Judy J, we love you.
Yes,
thank you for coming on the show.
I love you so, so much, Lady Flame. We got to do it again and next time longer. Maybe I could even come into the studio.
Exactly. Let me know what station hit you up with that exclusive.
Yes, of course, of course. And, girl, when you upload this video and stuff, make sure you give it to me so I can put on my YouTube. Hey, y'all, matter of fact.
I got you.
Yes, for all the people who don't have the Oxygen Network and watch it online and stuff, subscribe to my YouTube channel, Judy J TV, and make sure y'all follow me on Twitter and tweet me.
Love y'all.
And tune
y'all
in
have
for
a
new
good
episode
one.
Tonight.
Keep
yes,
rocking.
I love you so much, Lady Flame. I love y'all.